Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again?
Hey! Richard Pasco is here, Adelaide Tech Guy. Always lovely to see you.
Nice to see you too, Leith. You all ready for the big game on the weekend?
Yeah, very excited. My team versus your team.
It's not often that happens. We've been in the studio at the same time in that week.
I know. How are you going, Port Adelaide? You're up and about?
We're just a working class club taking it one week at a time, Leith.
Just keeping the lid well and truly
exactly
on.
Exactly right.
We'll see how that plays out after the weekend. If you have any questions for Richard about any of your devices, what's going on with your phone, with your laptop, with your PC, 8223-0000 is the number. You do come complete with a rundown and some questions and some dot points to talk about, and we'll get to those, but always is the case, people fill up the phones in this half hour to
let's
take
hope
your
so.
Calls.
Ring me up. I don't bite.
Let's take Monica first. She was on the phone before you'd even walked in the door, and we'll get to some of the issues of the day. Hi, Monica.
Good afternoon. How are you two?
Good, thanks, Monica.
Lovely. I'm looking to purchase a laptop.
Yep.
Not for gaming or anything, just but you know, your basic laptop, emails, looking up, I guess, Googling a lot of stuff.
Yes.
I do have a lot of Apple products, I should say, like iPhone, iPad. So I don't know if you would recommend looking at a Mac laptop or...
What's your budget, Monica?
Let's just say that I'm able to buy what you recommend.
So if you've got iPads and iPhones on there, and we get kind of like that open checkbook on there as well, which is like the MacBook Air, the new one with the new M1 processor in it, a wonderful, wonderful device. It really is super fast. The battery life, since Apple have put their own chips in them, I've got the MacBook Pro with the their own chip in as well. Absolutely magnificent. The MacBook Air, I've played with one of those as well. Lovely, lovely device, Monica. Will do nearly everything you want it to do.
Yeah, lovely. All right, we'll go down and see what we can do price-wise with Harvey Norman.
They're all about the same, but tell them I told you to come in. Which one are you going to go to?
We're in the city, so I'll probably go to the one just there in City Cross, I think it is.
Yep. Go around. All right.
Lovely. Thanks for your help, Richard, as usual.
Thanks, Monica.
Thank you, Monica. Appreciate the call. Why wouldn't you get a Mac if you've already got everything else? It just connects, Richard.
A lot of time it's all about price.
I understand that.
On there as well. So, you know, that's where we've got to start on the Windows side for people on there. So, you know, an HP laptop I recommend, even though they can't put their stickers on straight. Which really annoys me as well. So people out there, if you've got an HP laptop, look at the bottom left-hand corner, and the sticker's always crooked on there as well.
If you could only be a fan of one particular organisation, the Port Adelaide Football Club or Apple, who are you choosing?
The Port Adelaide Football Club.
Really?
There you go.
I would have thought you were a fanboy like myself. Jason at Salisbury East.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Richard. Got a problem with Richard. I had a bunch of MP3 files I'd copied onto an external hard drive.
Right.
And probably a couple of weeks or so ago, iTunes, all of a sudden decided to grab all that stuff.
Yeah.
And take it over. Now when I try to play it now, it says your iTunes folder is corrupted. Is there a way of resolving that?
Can you you can set yourself up another iTunes folder. So in the settings inside it, so you can make, you know, you put all your music in one and you can say, this is where all my iTunes lies. So you can actually, if you just Google move iTunes folder, you actually make a new one and point it at that. That's what I'd be doing first.
Right, and direct it towards external hard drive, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can do it, yeah. Because a lot of people, you know, especially don't have that much room sometimes, so they'll get, you know, 1 terabyte drive, they'll hook it up and they'll say, that's where my iTunes folder now lies.
Well, normally, I never asked it to do it. Just grabbed it and started taking over itself, the bugger.
Yeah, probably it's without seeing, there'll be some reason why it's gone along and grabbed those files.
Okay, thanks. I'll give it a try.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. 8223-0000. If you've got a question for Richard, do you think people clutter their hard drives and their laptops with this kind of stuff? Their computer should be as clean as their
rooms. You're OCD, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't go to my extreme, but don't you think people just dump stuff in their hard drive?
They just throw everything in there. And, you know, there's a lot of clients that I go and see, a lot of business clients I've got to say go and see, and it's about sorting out a lot of the time all the stuff that they've put on there as well, because they don't have an order to all of the things. So when they come along and find something, there's stuff everywhere.
Mm. It does on there,
which, yeah.
Do you know, I just got a message from Paul here in the office, Harvey Norman, coming on as your sponsor.
Well,
so when people tell, when you go to Harvey Norman, as you mentioned there, if you're going City Cross in the city, tell them Richard Pascoe sent you,
that's it.
Tech guy, and they'll look after you.
Couple of things just very quickly, Leith. I had lunch today with Vince from the Telstra store, Mount Barker, who sponsor the breakfast show text line as well. $100 to $150 off iPhones just started.
Wow. What for?
It's a sale.
He's a nice guy.
It's a sale. So go and see Vince at the store. And you can also get a very good price on the Samsung Galaxy S21 as well.
Okay.
So if you go up there, tell them I sent you in. And also, if you're going to buy an iPad, don't buy an iPad.
Well, no, I want to ask you about this. So you're saying don't buy an iPad before the 20th of April. Why is that?
Because the 20th of April will see the Apple announcement about the new iPad will come out. Probably going to be the new iPad Pro, but you hold off on everything with these announcements. Mm. So we wait. We also expect to see the new Apple's AirTags coming as well. So do you know about the Tile trackers?
I don't.
So Tile are a little Bluetooth tracker. So Apple are going to have their version of it. So you can put the little tracker on your keys, your bag, and everything else. But what you're going to be able to do, Leith, is you're going to go, so where are my keys?
Oh.
Right? And you'll be able to get your phone out, wave it around the house, and it will start beeping the closer it gets to your keys.
Wow. So it's like the Find My iPhone for your keys.
For your keys.
Do you remember back in the 80s you had that thing you could whistle? And it would like just sort of beep and you would find your keys. Because everyone loses their keys or their wallet.
They do.
Or their phone.
I think it's a great idea, but, it's just, and I'm really looking forward to it as well. But there's also, they're looking at, if you've lost something altogether, you can actually go along and say it's lost. Then if it passes by somebody in the street, say your bag, they've got an iPhone, you will get a message back going, you know, Leith Forest has just passed it in Hindmarsh Square at the moment. Which might help you get it back.
Oh, that's not good for pickpockets. You'll be able to find everything.
So that's going to be the Apple AirTags, which we should see announced next week.
Okay, so a week from now, hold off if you can. Don't buy your iPads. Wait till that.
Because every time new things come out, prices change, and so that's why I always say just hold off and wait.
8223 0000. If you've got a tech question for Adelaide Tech Guy Richard Pascoe, I would say if we needed anger management classes in our office. You know what it's like. It's a very peaceful, zen kind of place, 5AA. However, there is a little corner of the office where there is anger management issues all the time, and that's with our printer.
Yeah.
We have major printer issues. What's the problem with the printer?
IT guys hate printers. Mm. We really do. So, you know, I'm seeing so many people with printers. Older printers can cause issues. I saw a guy this morning I've seen three times now. He's got a Fuji printer.
Yep.
That I think should all be taken out and dropped at sea somewhere because I reckon they're absolutely dreadful. And because Windows 10 keeps putting out updates for it as well, and the manufacturer doesn't keep the software updated to keep pace with Windows 10. That's one of these. So if you've got an older printer out there, I hate to say it, you might have to go along and buy a new one as well. Sometimes it's far cheaper to do that in some cases than get somebody out to go along and replace a printer, which I don't like doing. Because I don't like throwing things away.
They're so needy, printers. Oh, I need toner, or I need ink, or I need this, or I need that.
And older printers can cause great power consumption as well. So, you know, if you've got an old printer sitting at home, software's not getting up to date. And look at some of the, you know, the inkjet printers have got ink bottles like the Epson EcoTank, which I still think is probably the best printer out there. Your printing costs drop dramatically on there.
Because they can be pricey too, can't they? The little ink cartridges that you got to put in.
Oh, they can. But ink bottle, I think, you know, and some of them you get enough for 9,000 black and white pages and 6,500 colour pages when you buy the printer.
Mm.
And the ink bottles are vastly cheaper.
Oh, should see in our place when the kids all of a sudden just decide to just print off photos and you just see all that cash coming straight out of the printer with the colour. If you've got any questions for Richard, Adelaide Tech Guy, 8223 0000 is our number. We'll take more of those next. And also why iOS 14.5 is coming. What are the changes, Richard, to tell us next?
Decided you need to get behind the wheel of a new Mazda? You don't have to wait for end of financial year sales. Mawson Lakes Mazda has amazing deals across the entire range of new Mazdas right now. With up to 300 cars on site, you're sure to find the model and colours you're dreaming of. or drive away in a low-kilometre demo before the crush of end of financial year sales. Don't wait months. Get into Mawson Lakes Mazda now, just a short drive from the city.
Somewhere in Adelaide, there's a particular busy street that will take you to a quiet alley that leads to a hidden gem. A gem filled with retro furniture, a blend of curious customers and the ever-present aroma of sensational coffee. The street is Prospect Road. The alley takes you to number 118. And the hidden gem is Café Komodo. Coffee, cake, cool music and curious cackles from cafe lovers. Café Komodo, 118 Prospect Road. Come and find us.
Visit The Reject Shop for the cheapest snacks and essentials with 400ml morning fresh, just $2. 150-gram bags of Bluebird chips for $2 and 500-gram pasta packs, only 50 cents. The Reject Shop. Cheapest every day.
Well, just a reminder, the team from Toob and Toob in the Real Estate Radio Lounge right now until 2:30, so about 16, 17 minutes from now, taking your calls. Maybe a question from today's Real Estate Radio show, whether you're buying, whether you're selling, you're interested in flipping homes, or if you want some advice on property, whether you're selling, buying, renting, or you're a landlord, and maybe you need some property management information. Don't miss this chance. You can speak direct. I can see Bronte and Tim in there now. They're taking calls. They're there until 2:30. The number... 8419-1473. All of the calls answered off air, so you're not going to air. You can keep it private. 8419-1473. That's 8419-1473.
Hearing Australia.
Hi, I'd like to ask about hearing aids, please.
Sure, but why are we whispering?
So we don't disturb the fish.
Right. Our range includes hearing aids that can be so discreet people probably won't realise you're wearing one. And for eligible pensioners under the Hearing Services Program, there are 3 device choices to choose from that are free. And we will care for your hearing for life.
Got them, you beauty!
Hearing Australia. Discover the secret to celebrating sound in your life. Call 134432 or 134HEAR today.
Who can fix the shower?
Service today.
Who can fix the power?
Service today.
Yes, we can, is what we say.
Service today.
From emergency plumbing to electrical and heating and cooling, no matter what size job you need, at Service Today, the answer will always be yes, we can. It's Service Today guaranteed or it's free.
Can you fix the shower?
Yes, we can.
Can you fix the power?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, is what we say.
Service today.
Look out for our bright yellow trucks.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved caravan crash repairer. This is Leith Forest.
Sitting in for Tony Pilkington this afternoon, Richard Pascoe is here, Adelaide Tech Guy. Sure, you can get him to come out to your home. Well, you can call him now in the next 11 minutes. Always happens. People leave it late. They think, oh, my question's not important enough. And then, of course, you end up answering them off air as you're trying to get out of the...
Yeah, some people keep ringing me. I'm on air, folks. 8223 00 00.
Just before we get to Wendy, Rodney says, Richard, I've got a Leader laptop. I don't know much about computers. Can I go prepaid? What's the best way to set it up?
What do you want to go prepaid for? It just, you can hook it up to Wi-Fi. So you're talking prepaid dongle?
I'm assuming so.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Explain.
Rodney, explain yourself. Explain Wendy yourself. From Glanville has a question about a tablet.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good, thank you.
I've got an old Samsung tablet that's in perfect condition, and I found it last night,
yep.
And I charged it,
mm.
But I can't remember my PIN.
Oh, dear.
Is there anything on it that you want?
Yeah, no.
Right, so you can factory reset that tablet.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I've got a pen and paper, so I'll write down what you tell me.
I hate to tell us, Wendy, they're all a bit different. So if you just Google reset Samsung and say which tablet it is, it should be written on the back on there as well. So it's like a key combination when you press the... power button and the volume button. You've got to turn it on, and then the little message is going to come up, and it'll say it's about to wipe everything, and it might take a few times to do it, but it will basically do a factory reset of your whole tablet. You will lose everything on there, then do all the updates, Wendy, as well. Yep. Make sure they're all done, and then you'll have a brand new tablet. Well, it's a few years old, but you'll have a brand new tablet.
Well, it's in really good condition, and yes, it'll be worth doing. Thank you.
No, thanks,
I'll
Wendy.
I'll give it a go.
Good luck, Wendy. I love the reset. I love the reboot.
But it's like people say, can we reset the laptop? Yes, you can, but every laptop's nearly different about how you reset them.
Yep. Michael from Greenwith.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Michael.
Cool. Richard, I know. I reckon someone asked this a couple of weeks ago, but I'm curious because I stream 5AA at work. Yeah. I drive for a living,
yeah.
And my vehicle's got a USB port. I've got an S9. Can it be overcharged? Because I tend to just leave it in for, and it can be as long as like 6-7 hours. It's on charge, Richard, while I'm streaming.
Yeah, no, you'd be fine, Michael.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. So, good quality cable, Michael. For a starter, not one of those cheap $2 ones from the
the
markets.
I left my original Samsung at an Easter barbecue at the Brothers, but had a backup spare, which I found and not sure what the quality is.
Yeah, it's always about the cables and the chargers.
Okay.
So make sure it's got it. It's worthwhile. If you're going to do that, Michael, go somewhere, get a proper decent cable. Go into Harvey Norman's, get a proper cable.
I will. And just quickly, I'm pretty sure you said to that caller 2 or 3 weeks ago that these smartphones are built in with a charging mechanism. Yeah,
they know
how much to take.
Where it falls down, Michael, is third party chargers and third party cables.
So go and get myself a Samsung cable.
Yeah, proper quality cable. All right.
From Harvey Norman.
Yeah.
All good.
All right.
I'll be there. Cheers. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Michael.
Good on you, Michael. Thank you for that. Michael Keelan talks about this with plants, and it does work with technology too. You don't spend all that money on a good plant and then use rubbish soil.
Exactly right.
Don't spend all your money on a great device and then think, oh, I might skim some money here.
We've seen so many accidents over the years, with things bursting into flames and kids putting phones underneath their pillows.
Yeah.
You know, as well, so they can hear the vibration while it's charging, so it's getting red hot underneath the pillows. So we don't want that. And speak to your kids about that if they're doing it.
Just before we get to Andrew, John from Kidman Park loves the show. Richard, when I go to Harvey Norman, I'm told the Wi-Fi cellular iPad's still not available. Can you help, please?
They should be coming. Wait, but there is a chip shortage around the world at the moment. Mm. So we might see a few things start to run out of stock.
Well, COVID's just played havoc with that. And then the ship gets stuck in the canal.
The ship that was stuck in the canal had, from one manufacturer in the United States, I think it was 10,000 modems in a container that the government have just taken now.
I saw the compo claim for that. I think that particular ship company is up for like $1 billion.
Yeah.
And
they lost all the cargo.
Yeah. You ever try to drive a houseboat? It's pretty difficult.
Exactly right.
No stones being thrown here. Andrew from Prospect about a tablet. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, hi. I want to read the tablet, but I want to keep my data.
Yeah. What sort of tablet, mate?
An Apple.
An Apple tablet?
Yeah.
Yep. So you back it all up to iCloud.
Okay.
So in the iCloud settings, you go along, make sure your iPad is all backed up to iCloud. It's all sitting up there. Then you can wipe the iPad, start it again, and all your stuff will come back down.
Okay.
But can Andrew get into his iCloud if he hasn't got his PIN?
Yeah. Can you know about iCloud, don't you, Andrew? Sorry.
I have no idea. But anyway.
If you just go into your settings on your iPad, key in iCloud on there.
Oh, I can't get into it.
You can't get into it at all.
Don't have the PIN.
No, that's what I'm saying. He hasn't got his PIN.
I missed that part of the conversation. No, Andrew, do you know if you backed it up before?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're in a bit of trouble, Andrew. I hate to tell you that.
Yeah, but you know everything. You should be able to...
Yeah. Come on, Richard. Well, if the FBI can't get into it, I can't get into it as well. So that's the problem about having PINs on there. Was it a 4 or 6-digit PIN, Andrew?
Well, I thought it was 4, but it came up with 6 for some reason.
It's a 6-digit PIN then. Mm. Give me a... We're going to put you back to Josh and we'll have a conversation off air, Andrew.
All right, good luck. I'll try and break into that for you, Andrew. Simon at Prospect, you got a question for Richard?
Yeah, good day, gentlemen. I've got the NBN at home, and the box is connected at the front of the house. I lived in an old house with thick stone walls.
Yes.
And we've got poor coverage out the back of the house. I need it for, like, Zoom classes, that type of stuff.
Of course.
Someone's recommended to me to increase my coverage the Netgear Orbi. Is that what... best choice?
The Orbi or the Google Nest Wi-Fi. Most of my clients go on the Google Nest Wi-Fi. Because that gives you great coverage throughout your home. And you can get 2 or 3. Two-story house. We put 4 points in, had great connection all the way through the house.
Do you know approximately how much that Google Nest is?
Off the top of my head, it's just below $500 for three.
Right, so they're quite comparable, are they?
Whether they are, Yep. I like the Google Nest. It's self-healing, so if the power goes down, it remembers all the settings, and as soon as the power comes back on, everything comes back to life.
And that will definitely improve my coverage in the house.
Yeah, I've never had a customer come out to me and say it hasn't.
All right, thanks very much. All right.
Thank you, Simon. Thanks, Good question. That's actually one that I have. So we were thinking of getting a splitter.
No.
Okay, do we do that? We get the
Google Nest.
So, because Bailey's put his Xbox into his bedroom,
yep.
and the kids don't quite get as good Wi-Fi as we do in the lounge.
Google Nest and the Orbi is a mesh network.
Right.
So what happens is that basically where you've got, let's say, 50 meg coming in,
yep.
we'll take that for example, you probably get 50 to 45 all the way over the house.
Right.
Right, so you might have to put two or three, and you can go along, set them all up, and yep. then you can go and say, you know what, I might move this one from this PowerPoint to this PowerPoint.
Right.
And you can always use your phone to set it up, and then you can see, if Bailey does the wrong thing, you can shut Bailey's down.
Oh, yeah, I got that app. Because we need it in the kids' room. Everywhere else is fine, just the kids' room is a little light.
Google Nest Wi-Fi, absolutely love it. Set it up for clients all the time.
Google Nest Wi-Fi. Thank you, Richard. Jennifer from Seaton, our last call of the day.
Oh, hello, yes. About the Apple phone?
Yes.
They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Right.
Yes. And that little girl in the children's hospital, where are the doctors? Maybe they're eating too many apples.
Okay, thanks for that, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Always good to go out on a high. Hey, very quickly before we go, iOS 14.5 on the way.
Will be coming as well. Some really good features in there as well. You'll be able to unlock your iPhone with your Apple Watch. 200 new emojis, Leith.
Oh, great.
Just when you thought you couldn't have enough emojis. Yep. I've got a friend, and if his friend keeps texting him emojis all the time, there's no emojis, they're in trouble. New Siri voices as well. Be able to change the voice of Siri on there as well. You can change the update to your music as well, so you can get it from different ones on there as well. And you can actually ask Siri to call emergency services.
Well done. That's a good feature.
Which I think is a great feature. So lots of good features coming. 14.5 should drop any day now.
All right. Happy birthday to the NBN. Almost would have made Pilcos on this day, but not quite.
Eight years old.
Richard, thank you for that. If people want to experience your fine work outside of 5AA, how do they do it?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au or give me a call on 0419 829 145.
We will see you same time next week.
Look forward to it, Leith.
Speak to you then. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy.
Go Port.
Oh, please. Like that call. Finish on a bad note.